Well, if you were heading to Flemington yesterday, I hope you didn't strike any traffic issues or your public transport was delayed, because if you missed the first race, you missed the highlight of the day, with Royal Symphony stamping himself as a legitimate spring contender under the stewardship of Tony McAvoy, having his only second start. And Tony joins us this morning. Congratulations and thanks for joining us, Tony.
Yeah, thanks, Warren. Thanks for talking to us.
He looks a very exciting horse, and watching your interviews pre and post-race on racing.com yesterday, certainly that seems to be the vibe from the ownership group also. What are your expectations about this horse, or certainly with that month between runs, what were your expectations yesterday, first of all?
Well, look, we rate the horse very highly. Going into his first run at Pakenham, Warren, we were expecting... the performance he sort of gave us that day, because he was a Saturday grade horse running in a maiden, and that normally happens. And then the races just weren't there, or just weren't suitable for him. So the ownership group were fantastic, allowing me to give him the four and a bit weeks between runs to go straight to 1400, all new territory and up in class, of course. But look, his work was extremely solid at Flemington. He just stayed here at Flemington. I didn't move him. And then I gave him a little easy trial at Flemington. And the horse was telling us that he was certainly ready to deliver another great performance, which he did.
Had a couple of handlers with him yesterday. Michael Shepherdson on one side and your strapper on the other. As a colt, how is he? What's his temperament like?
No, he's fantastic. He's a cheeky boy, But he was just excited to be there like we were, and he just got on the bounce a little bit because he knew what he was there to do at Pakenham. He walked around like a little lamb, but he knew he'd arrive back at the track, and he wanted to get out there and get on with it.
Are you a times and measures man, Tony? I mean, did you go straight to the stopwatch when you got home and marry it up with the horses later on in the day, because there are a couple of 1,400 metre races that are easy to line up, or do you just believe your eye?
No, I believe my eye, David. Yep. I'm not smart enough to do all those times and measures. I'm not much good at adding up. But look, I'm very lucky to have some very smart guys who do form for me. And there was a couple of messages on my phone later in the day, after those other two 1,400 metre races had been run, giving me some benchmarks. And wow, one of the comments at the end of the text was, wow. Yep. And these are guys who know what they're doing. So very, very exciting.
Now, it is exciting as well, and you've won just about every big race there is to win, but do you wake up this morning after a horse at the start of his career wins like this with just an extra spring in your step about what could potentially be ahead of you? Is this the most exciting time for a trainer?
Oh, it is, Nick. I like the way you're thinking that I've won nearly every big race. There's a few there that I would like to win, Nick, but look, I got very excited at the races yesterday, and for that to happen in June... That horse did something very special, and when I got home last night, I was looking at programs and wondering, you know, can I get him to the Caulfield Guineas? And if you think back, you know, Shooting to Win won a No Metro Win race at Canterbury in mid June. Long John is, you know, well reported. He ran through April, May, and went on and won the Caulfield Guineas. So all that stuff's possible, provided you've got the horse that can get you there to do it. Now, we're still learning about this fellow, so nothing's been ruled in or out at this stage, but my feeling is next autumn you will see a high-class horse.
A high-class horse, that's, I think, what a lot of people hope and expect to see. But the Caulfield Guineas, you did mention, that's the race. Is that sort of the pipe dream at this stage?
Oh, well, I mean, if you've got a three-year-old or a two-year-old at this time of the year showing that sort of talent, you immediately talk about guineas. They're the races that are in most horses' range. Derbies, very few horses stay derby trips. So this fellow, I think we certainly have to think about those guineas races. And me having recent success in a guineas with Hey Doc in the autumn, this horse is certainly... You know, maybe, you know, certainly superior to Hey Doc at the same stage.
Well, that's really interesting. I guess my question is, and you reference Long John, and you've, I think Richo mentioned Denman on the coverage, horses that have been able to come off an exceptional, inverted commas, winter form and run so well in those big you know, big group ones for their age. But every horse is different, isn't it? I mean, is he robust enough for that? Or, as you say, you're still building a profile on him?
Yeah, I'm still building a profile, David, on him. But and I'm not sure that he is robust enough, to be honest. I'm about to go out to the stable now and have a look at him this morning. Michael Shepperton's texted me that he ate up and he seems fine to him, which is great news. So, but look, these... you get very few horses that have change-up speed like this horse has, and then it's my job as the coach to actually protect them as much as I can and get the best out of them and not push them and not get overexcited and not over-race. And so the horse will do the talking for us. There's that final in a fortnight, which I think we would nearly have to go to. It'll be the same sort of field, I would have thought, David. I don't think there'd be much coming from elsewhere to run in that final, and you would it'd be hard for us not to go to that race, provided the horse is well, and then we'll make some calls after that.
You mentioned that he's probably overall more talented than Haydock, and he's a different style of horse. Haydock are more wanting to get on with it, sort of more on-speed runner. What do you think this horse's best attribute is?
Look, I think, Warren, his ability to relax, like we didn't expect to be last yesterday. But Dwayne, the speed looked okay on paper, and we were just going to be happy to sit midfield three deep with cover somewhere. But he didn't sort of ping out, and Dwayne left him alone, which was a great move. And the horse relaxed so beautifully. And if you watch the tape, he has to give him a couple of little slaps down the shoulder before anything happened. And then all of a sudden, he was waiting. So he sort of gets there very quickly. And he did that at Pakenham as well. So I think that's his attribute, is to switch off and use his economics and have that turn of foot.
Interesting group of owners, Dwayne Dunn's wife in the ownership, and also a group of owners and some colours that we associated very strongly with Brian Mayfield-Smith during his training career. How did the association with this group come about?
Yeah, well, look, I think it was Dwayne. I think Dwayne Dunn recommended to this group of owners to give a horse to me, and there was another guy in there, Ross. He was very strong that the horse would come to me, that had associations with several trainers and were having success, but they wanted to change it up a little bit, and I'm very pleased that they made that call, because he sort of this horse, I think, was found in a paddock and by a good judge, you know, they're going to have a fun ride, I can assure you.
As soon as colts win a race when they're two or three and they look like they've got a bright future, the phone starts ringing primarily from studs or alternatively from overseas. What's the situation with Royal Symphony as far as that goes?
Yes, it hasn't been on the hook very much, the phone, I can assure you. But look, I'll just put all that stuff to the ownership group. I mean, they've got to make a big decision, but look, you know, we race horses to get horses good enough to take us to the elite level. And sadly, when we find one, the first thing we do is we sell it to somebody. And it's a very short-term thing, and then you spend the next 10 years trying to get one as good. So, look, I think this horse could be exceptional, and if they enjoy their racing, I'm hoping that they'll keep the horse and race him on. But that's their call, and I'll be encouraging them strongly to kick him in Australia.
Does it take the fun out of it a little bit when you've got these exciting colts and entires that is always lingering and that's always a topic of discussion, where obviously if it was a gelding it just wouldn't even be thought of?
Oh, not really. Hong Kong by geldings, Nick. I think it's very exciting to be in this position. That means you've got a product that everybody wants, and that's what we get up every day to do, is to try and develop young horses to be as good as this fellow is. And I find it very exciting. And, you know, decisions come and go and things roll on. The wheel keeps turning. And I'd much rather be involved in it than sitting on the outside looking in.
Now, you're always looking forward, and I was having a look at some of the jump outs last week, and I was quite impressed with a 2-year-old from your stable, Nistan. And I noticed there's a 2-year-old race next Saturday at Caulfield over 1,200 metres. Is there a chance we might see Nistan debut there?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I might get you as my racing manager, Nick. You are on it.
Take a pay cut.
Yeah. You would too, that's for sure. Have you heard about what I pay? look, yes, Nistan, he's had a couple of trials at Flemington. This is a very high quality colt, this fellow. He just got beat at Ballarat in the Magic Millions clockwise race, and then I took him to Brisbane for the Magic Millions, and he sadly got a bit of travel sickness on me. And so we just put him aside, and we've taken our time, but he looks to have come back very well. Trialled up very nicely the other day at Flemington, and galloped this week as well, and suggested to me that he's ready to go to the races. So that 1,200 at Caulfield, if he works well this week, he'll be going there, yes.
Looking forward to seeing him, but more importantly, looking forward to seeing Royal Symphony in 2 weeks' time, the Taj Rossi Series final, but also during the spring. Congratulations on setting the day alight yesterday at Flemington yesterday, Tony.
Thanks, boys. It was great to be part of it. Thank you.